I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. There's hometown and baseball in the area tonight. Sauk Prairie is at Dodgeville, Reedsburg and Mazamani, and Wisconsin Dells travels to Cazenovia. That's a planned broadcast tonight on FM 100.9. Nick Stittleberg says things have been going well for the Reds as of late.
Really well recently. We won a couple games here, one in the Thursday night league, one in the Sunday, probably a couple others that we had a chance at. We just couldn't put the runs across, but overall the team's playing really well right now.
And it looks like you're getting pretty good pitching. Is that the case?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a vast amount of good pitching, finally, I can safely say. Aaron Hipsch has been throwing mainly Sundays for us, along with Isaac Jennings, and they've been both doing great for us. And then we have a couple guys throwing for us, Monty Jennings and Micah Salisbury, Caleb Marchwick just started playing for us, and a few other guys that have been starting to throw a little on Sunday and on Thursday night, and hopefully get a couple Sunday innings under their belt here in the near future as well.
Cazenovia General Manager Nick Stittleberg, and we'll have a game tonight on FM 100.9, weather permitting, pregame time around 7:15. It's baseball live from Caz. The Simon Sharks hosted their first home meet of the season on Wednesday night against the Lancaster and Boscobel swim teams. Boscobel won the event with 435 points. The Sharks claimed second with 389, and Lancaster finished third with 311. Connor Hying led the way for the Sharks by winning first place in the butterfly, breaststroke, and the 200 individual medley. In addition to Hying, Kalen Burns, Levi Fretz, Pearl Fretz, Malachi Fretz, Claire Hying, Brooklyn Worthington, Ronan Ringelstetter, Cameron Keene, Clancy Hying, and Morgan Worthington all earned individual first place finishes. Rookie Ronan Ringelstetter and Rylan Muller made their debut for the Sharks. Ringelstetter earned a first, a second, and a third place finish, while Muller earned a second and two third place finishes. The 9-10 girls relay team of Morgan Worthington, Lauren Chambers, Claire Hying, and Kalen Burns won both the medley and free medley relays in their age group. The 8-and-under boys freestyle relay team, consisting of Emmerich Coleman, Rylan Muller, and Bennett Heisel, also earned a blue ribbon. As a team, the strongest event for the Sharks was the butterfly, with Brooklyn Worthington, Ronan Ringelstetter, Cameron Keene, Clancy Hying, and Connor Hying winning 5 of the 10 age groups. The Sharks added 5 second place and 5 third place finishes in the butterfly as well. The Sharks are back into action Tuesday, June 25th, when they swim at Lancaster. The WIAA Board of Control decided against advancing a proposal to add shot clocks to high school basketball on Wednesday. The vote was 6-4 against adding those clocks. The proposal would have allowed the use of a shot clock in non-conference games with mutual agreement in 25-26 and full implementation in the year of 2026 and 27. The WIAA previously attempted to implement the shot clock in 2017, but it was quickly rescinded after schools, particularly smaller and rural schools, argued against the move due to costs and staffing. A vote in favor of the proposal would have moved it along to the WIAA annual meeting next spring, where schools could directly vote on the measure. A social media post by the WIAA was quickly filled up with comments questioning the decision by the Board of Control, with current or former high school basketball coaches chipping in on the conversation. The SWAL All-Conference softball selections have been recognized for the year. Cuba City won the league, going 12-2 under head coach Megan Rogeman, who was named the Coach of the Year. Quinn Schultz, the coach of Mineral Point, and Corey Grassel, the coach of Boscobel, saw their teams finish at 11-3. Fenimore went 9-5, Iowa Grant 7-7, Southwestern 3-11, Riverdale 2-12, and Darlington 1-13. First team All-Conference from Boscobel, 3 seniors, Greta Grassel, Aaron Knowles, and Cosette Wetter. From Cuba City, Peyton Guile, a junior, and Ella Vosberg. Cuba City sophomore Josie Cruiser and junior Ayla Nolan round out the first team. From Fenimore, senior Jenna James, sophomore Kiana Fearer, and junior Wren Hippenbecker. From Iowa Grant, 2 seniors, Bentley Cutts and Lily Pettit. From Mineral Point, junior Liz Kaufman, sophomore Mandy Cabot, and Jaden Schultz. Also Ava Ingwell, a freshman. And Southwestern's Lauren Keller, a junior, rounds out the first team. Honorable mention SWAL softball players. From Darlington, Lila Norgard, Fenimore's Kylie Cole and Addison Meckley, Iowa Grant's Laken Holman, Elsie Linscheid, and Casey Lindner. Mineral Point's Eliza Ingwell, and from Riverdale, two honorable mentions, Macy McKay, a sophomore, and freshman, Jocelyn Adams. Southwestern's Alana Splinter and Haley Brandt round out the honorable mention. The player of the year was Greta Grassel, a recently graduated senior from the Boscobel Bulldogs. Quail Run Men's Golf League action on Tuesday. A correction, some of the results that were sent to us were actually from the week before, but this is how the top golfers shaped up on Tuesday night. Keith Lang with a 35, including a birdie on hole 1, hole 2, and hole 8. Neil Mahoney with a 38, including a birdie on hole 1. Josh Coy and Jason Schultz each had 39s. Jason birdied hole 2. Jarrett McDonald had a 40, including a birdie on hole 5 and an eagle on hole 6. Joe Halverson and Jake Colloy each had 41s as well during Quail Run Tuesday men's golf action. Starter Freddy Peralta shut out the Los Angeles Angels for 6 innings. Then the bullpen took over, keeping the Angels off the scoreboard for 3 more innings in a 2-0 win Wednesday night. Trevor Miguel with a 15th save as the Brewers took the series and moved to season-high 14 games over 500. A double by Christian Yelich was the only extra base hit in the pitching-dominated contest. Yelich also stole a base in the 8th inning that allowed him to score an insurance run on a single by Willy Adames. Here's manager Pat Murphy talking about his starting pitcher.
Freddie was terrific. His focus was really good. He was consistent. When his windup and delivery are consistent, his pace is consistent. He doesn't let the outcome of the pitch or the play affect him. And, you know, he carries all that on him. You know, he expects this. He expects 6 shutout every time, and that's hard.
Tonight, the Brewers move on to San Diego. Bryce Wilson at 4-3 with a 3.84 ERA will face Patrick Sandoval, who is 2-8 with a 5.24 ERA. In other Major League Baseball games and interleague play, Atlanta 7-0 over Detroit, Texas 5, and the Mets 3. In the National League, Pittsburgh 1, Cincinnati 0, Miami 4-3 over St. Louis, San Diego 5, Philadelphia 2, the Cubs 6, San Francisco 5, Washington 3-1 over Arizona, Colorado 7, and the Dodgers 6. In the American League, Cleveland 8, Seattle 0, Boston 7-3 over Toronto. Houston beat the White Sox 4-1. Baltimore 7, the Yankees 6. Tampa Bay 3-2 over Minnesota. And Oakland was a winner against Kansas City. That final score was 5-1. An off-season list of the top NFL quarterbacks does not give Jordan Love a lot of love. The analysts at the Draft Scout established levels like elite, playoff quarterbacks, and young guns. Of course, Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes was at the top. Buffalo's Josh Allen and Cincinnati's Joe Burrow were elite. 6 players were named as playoff quarterbacks, but Love was not included. The Draft Scout rated him 11th and at the top of the list of young guns. The web article acknowledged his performance down the stretch last year and said a repeat would mean that he will move up. And when he first assumed control of the Bucs, Doc Rivers commented about how big his assistant coaching staff was. Since he kept a lot of the assistants who had been working with Adrian Griffin, the number was 11. The hiring of former 76ers assistant Jason Love means the staff is back up to 11, and it's not impossible Rivers will add another. There's still speculation that Sam Cassell could be headed to Milwaukee, but that has not happened yet. I'm Phil Nee with an update on Thursday morning sports.